USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Biden made it clear the United States intends to hunt down those responsible for yesterday's deadly attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. This comes after 13 U.S. service members were killed after a terrorist linked with ISIS-K attacked the Abbey Gate of the airport. Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish President Mike McGinnis says although Ida may be a Category 3 hurricane, people should prepare like it's a Category 4.
We have little time to prepare. We need to make sure that our citizens have all of the information they need to make proper decisions for themselves and their families.
The National Weather Service reporting that Ida is now a Category 1 hurricane in the Caribbean and is expected to hit the Gulf Coast this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Vaccinated or not, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is making announcements regarding new mask mandates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
Governor Pritzker raising a lot of eyebrows last year during the pandemic when, over the Thanksgiving holiday, his family traveled to their Florida home when there was a stay-at-home order in effect in Illinois. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Biden saying there is no evidence the Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan, is working with ISIS-K. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now. But remember one thing. Joe Biden made a deal with the Taliban to provide security for all of us around that airport. So whoever those ISIS-K suicide bombers who got in today, they had to pass through some Taliban checkpoints to get where they're going. So I don't think the Taliban gets a walk on this. There's blood on their hands as well.
The massive Dixie Fire in Northern California is likely to get even bigger today as high temperatures and dry conditions persist. That's a word from CAL FIRE, which says the nation's largest wildfire is still less than 50% contained. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.